Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Lincoln Park Craft District is hopping with new art exhibits, including Sarah Brocky with a new show at the Duluth Pottery. She's opening with a celebration on Sunday, February 10th from 4 to 6 p.m., and she joins us here in Radio Gallery to talk about her new work. We have a new show called Sacred Selves, and it's opening at Duluth Pottery. Talk about this body of work.
Yeah, this body of work has come from actually a larger body of work called The Sacred Feminine that I've been working on for probably the past 2 to 3 years, which is really meant to be the elevation of individuals in a society and place and space that doesn't celebrate the individual in the way that I'm trying to do. So there's a element of iconography in it. There's an element of a religious and spiritual feeling or connection. But for the most part, it's figurative work that has lots of patterns and connections to the world that we live in.
Talk about the connection of the style to the sacred.
Interestingly, last spring I spent 3.5 months teaching in Ireland, and while I was there, I really was surrounded by all of this incredible illumination. The Book of Kells is from Ireland. Lots of other religious illuminations are there. Of course, Celtic art is an incredible elevation of people's beliefs and perspectives, and so I think that that has a huge impact on what this work looks like. All the paintings, actually, that are in the show are all paintings I've done since I've been back from Ireland.
You have just a vibrant, colorful take on portrait, but this work has a layer of intricacy that is so neat and has that meditative fine work.
You're actually exactly right. The way that I'm handling the paint has an intense focus and quietude to it. I am absolutely still portraying images of people, but surrounding them are very fine meditative details that tend to take a lot of time and a lot of thought and meditation, and turns into a space in which I can, I don't know, think about the world and think about the way that they are experiencing the world, I think. Another side point of this too is that the painting should stand as a portrait or an image of a person, but they also should have an element of world building to them. So I'm trying to create kind of an otherworldly space that escapes our day to day, but feels really familiar as well. These paintings are emblematic of time in a lot of ways and really reflect time spent in a way. I am trying to also connect with the fact that we as individuals in this very busy world have moments and space in which we can carve out a record of time in a really different way. But half of the paintings within this body of work are of individuals that the average person would recognize on the street in Duluth. In fact, they're meant to be recognizable in one way or another. So I'm still retaining some of the portraiture that I've done in the past. The other half of the paintings are meant to be more emblematic of individual experience. So even though they might have one person that looks like someone you might know, it's less connected to portrait and more connected to almost an allegorical way of understanding experience and space.
What do you hope that people discover in your work?
When someone looks at one of my paintings, I actually hope that it is a space in which the individual can enter into and escape a little bit, but also find something really familiar and celebrated within themselves. Yeah, so I feel really lucky to be showing in Karen Kramer's new amazing space, Duluth Pottery, which is right down in the Lincoln Park Business District. The opening is from 4 to 6, and so it'll be time for people to come in and see the work and also see some of the beautiful vessels that Karin and the other potters that have worked there.
Sarah Brocky talking about her new show at the Duluth Pottery. It's called Sacred Selves and is on display through March 31st. Celebration happening on Sunday. Everyone is invited to the Duluth Pottery in the Lincoln Park Craft District at 1924 West Superior Street on Sunday, February 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.